Hello everyone, Mimi here. Thought that I would come out here and do an audio boom post-pregnancy. I have had my baby, Cadence Rita Marie Huffman, on January 21st at 9:28 p.m., 6 pounds, 10 ounces. She weighs more than that now. Beautiful baby. She's healthy, you know, no problems. Doing very, very well. She's asleep right now. I started going into labor Wednesday night, some of Tuesday, but Wednesday night, and then full-blown into Thursday, and it was a scary experience, but also a beautiful one, because it was very, very emotional, and she's a really good baby, hardly ever fusses or cries. She's perfect, absolutely perfect, and my first week as a new mom has been going very, very good. Even at the hospital, the nurses were bragging up on me. I'm like, wow, you're a new mom. I can't tell you dove right into this, you know? I mean, because prior to becoming pregnant, I never even knew how to change a diaper or feed a baby or anything, and it all just kind of came natural. And a lot of my fears subsided that I had while I was pregnant. What if I do this wrong? What if I drop her? What if I feed her wrong, you know, stuff like that, just normal pregnancy fears. And I seem to be doing okay so far, learning new things about my baby, and she's growing, and tomorrow is her first pediatrician appointment. And while she's doing very well, I'm also getting myself back together in terms of medications and such. And finally, you know, getting rest and getting my house back together. And my nephew came and stayed the week with me, which was nice too, because that helped me get some things done. Didn't sleep too good the first couple nights because I was up with every little sound I heard with her, with Cadence. And, you know, new mom fears and jitters, and I'm driving Dwayne absolutely nuts with them. But that, hey, that's what happens when you're a new mom. So I have a lot of learning as well, you know. And saw my sister Carlotta. That was an awesome visit. She brought us some food and brought me a bunch of baby things and clothes, and it was wonderful. It was a nice visit. Got a lot of visitors, a lot of pictures. And it's so funny because we Thursday night we took her out on her first Walmart excursion. Everybody fell in love with her. Like, every time we walk, oh, can I see your baby? Can I see your baby? That's one thing. When you have a new baby, old people. It attracts a lot of old people. Oh my God, she's so cute. Can I see your baby? We were out and about today. Had to get some things done at the WIC office, and I had a doctor's appointment, and I had to go to Kmart. And talk about being stopped by every old person in the store. Oh, she's so cute. Oh my goodness. She's a new baby. Just a lot of that, which I absolutely enjoy, but when you're in a rush, you know. But she gets a lot of attention, definitely. Definitely a beautiful child. I get that a lot. Oh, you have such a beautiful child. And it makes me feel really, really good. The nurses at my doctor's office absolutely fell in love with her today, too. And I can't wait till the weather gets nice to go for walks with her and show her off even more. That's going to be wonderful. And going back to my time at the hospital, after I gave birth, I actually had to go into emergency surgery because when they did the episiotomy, they cut too much. And they had to fix all that, and that was horrible. That was very painful. That's finally starting to get better. And my back, I think the epidural really, I think it kind of messed up my back in a way. I don't know how long my back's going to be sore. It's even, I mean, I have a bad back anyway, in terms of, like, pain and stuff in my back. And I think that's going to rise further complications. So that's why I was at the doctor today, too. They put me back on some of my medication for that as well. So I can manage the pain, because I cannot care for a baby being in pain all the time and barely being able to walk. So I got, you know, I'm getting that fixed, and they may end up having to do another procedure on my back. So I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. today's Dwayne's birthday, and it sucks. We kind of had to spend it just running around and doing errands, but hey, that's what happens. You know, you have a new baby, a new family, a new life. I'm loving my new life. Definitely, learning new things. You always want to make sure you have plenty of diapers. Always have more of what you think you're going to need. Like, I always carry a pack of wipes with me, a whole pack of wipes, diapers, extra binkies, definitely extra binkies. Because she drops one, you can't get to it right away. And when you have a fussy child wanting a binky, you gotta make sure you have another one on hand. Definitely a lot of onesies, a lot of outfits. I change her a lot. Because when I feed her, her little top gets messy. Because sometimes the formula drips down her chin and such. And I don't like leaving her in messy clothes. So I'm constantly changing her and cleaning her up. Because I like a clean child, not a child, you know, messy. We have our own routine in the mornings, and when she awakes from her naps for her feedings, I'll take my phone in there and play like baby Mozart in the nursery, you know, gently awaken her. She's sleeping when it's feeding time, and I'll wipe her face off with a cool wipe and her chest, and I'll change her and put a new outfit on her, and then I'll sit in my rocking chair and feed her and just listen to music, and she really likes that. And then I'll sit there with her for an hour and snuggle time, and then she goes right back off to sleep, especially like if it's early in the morning or in the middle of the night. So I'm getting a routine down with her. She loves music. I love singing to her. Like, I'll just listen to my music and sing, and she'll just be in my lap or on my shoulder or in her bassy. She's just a good little baby. I can't wait to introduce her to more people. Definitely my pride and joy, for sure. But it was definitely, you know, I survived my first week and 3 days being a new mom, and I get a lot of, you know, commending for that, and I didn't think I was going to be able to do it. You know, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not the parent type person. I don't even know how to talk to a baby or anything. And it's so amazing how things naturally come to you. So, definitely my baby. And Dwayne loves her just as much. She looks just like him. She looks more like him than she looks like me. But she's a beautiful child. So, but there is my post-pregnancy update. Things are going very, very well with Cadence and our new life, and I hope everyone's having a nice evening, and I thought that I would update you all. So things are slowly getting back to normal, and we'll audio boo soon.